Hello, my name is Olivia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yeah, I don't have an emergency, ma'am. I live down in Baldwin County, in South Baldwin County, and I wanted to go to OWA and get my shot.
What's that county?
Baldwin. South Alabama. Baldwin.
Okay. Okay, one moment.
I got a couple of questions I want to ask somebody.
Okay, you trying to go, I see one in Baymanette, Robertsdale, Alabama, and Fairhope.
Well, I'm going to get the COVID virus to Moderna. They got one at OWA also, OWA.
Is that the county?
No, ma'am. Baldwin County is the county.
Okay.
The facility is the venue where they're giving the shots. They started last week on the 2nd and the 4th of February. It was at OWA. It's an event park by the Creek Indians. OWA.
Okay, well, I don't see that. Okay, one moment. Let me see. I might can find that. Let me see.
They had it in Daphne for the first 2 or 3 weeks, and then they moved it to OWA, OWA.
Okay, I'm not seeing that on there. All I see is American Family Care Clinic, American Family Care Clinic in Daphne, in Fairhope, and American Family Care Clinic in Baldwin County Health Department.
Are you with the Alabama? You with the Alabama Health Department?
Do you want that one?
Are you? Do you work with the Alabama Health Department?
No, yes, the Alabama Department of Public Health.
That's who you work with, right?
Yes.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, I want to get a Moderna shot, and I'm wanting to know. They had it on the 2nd and the 4th at that OWA, and it's sponsored by y'all. Y'all are the ones that put it on. Surely you've got a record of it. They give out 1,000 shots on Tuesday, and they gave 500 on Thursday, and they're going to give some more next week, Tuesday and Thursday. I want to know what age group and what the qualifications are to get the shot there.
Okay, for more information, you can go on the website, adph.org or cdc.gov.
I don't, it gave me y'all's number on there to ask those questions. It didn't give me the answers to those. I've already looked
okay.
At the website.
Okay, one moment.
It gave me your phone number to call you.
Okay, and you're trying to see for their age group?
Yeah, the age group and the one and what you need to bring with you and the one in Baldwin County at OWA.
Beginning of February 8th, people 65 or older will be eligible to get the vaccine.
Is that at OWA?
I don't know anything about OWA. I don't see that on here at the vaccine testing sites. You might have to look. You might have to Google them and call them, but I don't see that.
It's not a testing site. And they don't want you to call. They say on there, do not call that facility. They told on the website, it says call this number, 1-800-270-7268. They give them a Moderna. I just want to know what you need to bring with you. And you said starting Tuesday, it'll be 65 and up.
Uh-huh. Okay, you did. Okay, you said OWA, to my South OWA Boulevard.
Oh, what?
Is it OWA Boulevard or that it's in Foley, Alabama?
It's in Foley.
Okay, I do see something that says they got drive-through and walk-in clinics. Where no appointment is needed, you can go. They got dates for 2/23. What today is the the 6th. They have one for the 9th at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. And what age group?
You should be able to go. They said starting February the 8th, you will be able. They will have some for your age group.
For what age group?
65
and up.
Uh huh.
And just take your driver's license.
Yes.
Now let me. And starts at 9 o'clock. All right. Now let me ask you this. It's very important that. You know, all the research I've read on it, doctors I've talked to, they say when you get a shot somewhere, make sure they've got the EpiPen and they've got the antidote in case you have a bad reaction to it where you die from it. Do they have that EpiPen there and that antidote?
For questions about reactions, you would have to call 334-451.
Wait a minute. Call these numbers?
Yes, 334.
Okay.
451. 4571.
4571?
Yes.
And they going to answer the rest of the questions for me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. You've been very helpful. I appreciate it. Goodbye.
Okay. Hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.